Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing right now on his parables. This morning, we'll look at the parable of the 10 talents from Matthew 25:14-30. Because it's lengthy, I'll paraphrase the parable and then read a couple of excerpts at the end for us to meditate on. In this parable, a man who is going on a trip entrusts three of his servants with large sums of money, called talents. He divides the talents in this way. One servant got five, another got two, and the final got one. Eventually, the man returns, and the first two servants, who invested their five talents and two talents, made a profit, giving it all to the man. However, the last servant, who only had one, responds in this way, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours." The man replied, "You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming, I should have received what was my own with interest. The servant's talent is taken from him and given to one of the other servants, and this final servant is cast into the outer darkness." I want to focus in on the final servant this morning. Each of the other two servants weren't judged by their interest rates or the amount of work they did. What pleased the master was that they did something with what they were given. His response to them was, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." This is what every Christian hopes to hear one day. Well done, good and faithful servant. God's desire for us is faithfulness. God has given all of us everything that we have. He's also made us who we are for a reason, with a purpose. God's desire is for us to use those gifts for Him. This is what it is to be faithful. However, this last servant was not faithful. So that master calls him wicked and slothful. You see, the servant said that he knew the master to be a hard man, but the master calls him out on it. He says, "If you actually believed that, you'd have done something with what I gave you, but you didn't. This is just an excuse, and the master sees right through it." What the master ultimately reveals is that this servant did not really desire to serve the master. Rather, he simply served his own self-interests. This is one of the ways to know if we really belong to God's kingdom. Those who belong to the kingdom take what they have and use it for the kingdom. Their desire is to be good and faithful servants for the kingdom. God doesn't desire servants who do nothing or who act only out of selfish ambition or self-preservation. The fact that they do nothing betrays that they aren't actually His servants. So the question for us is, are you serving God? If you claim to follow Jesus, are you being a faithful servant? Or do you merely claim to follow Jesus for your own selfish benefit? If you truly believe in Him, and if you truly belong to Him, show it by growing in faithfulness in your service to Him.